amazing to me. It's just like something by The Cure. She will never ask you stray. You know I'll always love you. Whatever words you say, you know I'll always love you. I'm laughing for the wrong reasons here, but
this dog is on my lap.
Oh, Dawn, you okay with that?
I messed up the great words, but, you know, whatever.
That's close enough for me. Okay, congratulations, Dawn. We'll be back in a few moments. Radio Anarchy is up next. Tori Amos live in the studio.
That's it.
It was very, very... Barney.
We were bonding.
Barney, will you go see Sandy for a minute? Just make sure he doesn't run around and eat all the food in the building. Tori Amos is live in the studio. It's time for Radio Anarchy and Dog Anarchy as we speak. I guess it is. It's, by the way, it's brought to you by City's Mission Bay Volkswagen. And Tori's in the studio. You're playing tonight at Mandeville Auditorium. I hate this because I always have to turn around like this to see what's going on. Playing tonight at Mandeville Auditorium.
Yes.
And one thing I did forget to do. I forgot to set up this wonderful reverb thing. Talk.
Hello.
Too much?
Bit too much, yeah.
Better?
Hello. Is it the same? Did you do anything?
Here, this is, listen. This is what it sounds like. Say hello.
Hello. That's okay.
Okay. All right. Are you happier now?
Yeah, I'm happy.
So the deal is, you're when you go out on the road, you don't have to like take tons and tons of people with you. It's just like you, and they ship pianos into different places, or do you actually have your own keyboard that you prefer to play every place?
No, I wish I had my own, but no, I don't.
But is every piano the same?
No, every piano is completely different. That's like... Is every girl that you date the same, Michael?
For the most part, yeah, unfortunately.
Don't get over.
No.
No, no. They're all completely different. So until I can afford to have a truck and bring it around, but I probably wouldn't do it anyway because what I would do is just get a certain...
Type,
which I don't have now. It's kind of what you get.
A Busendorfer?
You know, I'm really pissed off at them right now.
Why?
I'm angry at them.
Because you asked for a piano from them?
No, I was in London, and I was filming a television special for Holland.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to the piano store. So we drive, and we get out of the cab with a film crew, and we walk in, and we think it's Busendorfer. I mean, I had no idea. They're all setting it up. So we go in, and the woman with us says from the label, "We're looking for Ian, please." We spoke with him on the phone, and yeah, this is Tori Amos, and we're expecting to play. And Ian comes down and says, "Oh, hello." And he says, "We'll play whatever you want." And they're all Steinways. And we're walking around going, "Wait a minute, what's going on here?" So we end up filming stuff for 45 minutes. Ian's hanging out. And we finally realize, I said, "So, Ian, where's the Busendorfer?" And he goes, "Busendorfer's up the street." So we go
up
the
wrong Ian?
Wrong Ian. So we go up the street, right? We go in because they seemed all bummed at Busendorfer that they weren't going to be on. So I go up there. We play their pianos for half the amount of time. And they send us a bill. A really big bill. Steinway doesn't send us a bill, and we're giving them publicity.
Are you serious?
And they keep me there for an extra 30 minutes to show me some of their new gadgets that they're selling. And they're charging me for it. And I'm like, buddy, pay some homage, man. Endorse or get over. So I'm not interested in them right now.
You're not? Okay.
No, I just think it's...
Well, today you're playing a Korg. Is that okay?
No. This, you can't get a big piano in. So this is a digital.
This is a digital. This is not actually a piano. This is actually, what is it? It's like samples, actually a grand piano?
Samples, yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to do is it's Radio Anarchy. You can play essentially any song you want. You can play, you know... Smells like Tori Amos. You can smell. You can play anything you want. And
well, I think your dog thinks I'm smelling. I thought I'd corrected that this morning.
No, I think he's. You know, he just had a bath, so he's okay.
Yeah, but I haven't.
Oh well, maybe that explains everything. Okay, yeah. It's Tori Amos live in the studio. Anything you want to play is fine with me. It's Radio Anarchy. By the way, we have a prize package which we will announce in a couple of minutes, and we'll give that away to the ninth call when we announce it. So.
Okay. Well.
Unless you want one of them. I'll tell you what.
Actually, I'd like to go to SeaWorld.
Would you like to go see what we have?
I've never been before.
We have passes to
and
the 99th
Tomorrow's
Advance.
My day off.
Are you in town tomorrow?
It's my only day. I haven't had a day off since July.
Billy Idol was at SeaWorld the other day.
Was he?
Yeah. You like Billy Idol?
Yeah. Did Billy eat the shark?
I don't know.
Because I want to see the shark.
You want to see the shark? Okay, maybe I'll take you over there tomorrow. Is it a date? You got a boyfriend.
But you say all girls are the same, so
no,
Michael,
it's not, and not girls are like sharks. I'm getting embarrassed now. Okay, ready?
Okay, so I'm going to play... Well, this sounds like really off because I'm going to play one of my songs because I didn't know I could play anything and you put me on the spot.
Anything you want. You got three
songs. Okay, well, let me play one of mine first because at least I know the, you know, I know the words.
Know the words to it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 91X, Tori Amos live in the studio.
Yes, my loyalty is done. I like my anger. In the seventh grade, running after Billy, running after the rain. These precious things, let them fade, let them wash away.
Precious thing, let them
always a very strange part of the program because the people in the other room clapping, you can't hear them. Tori Amos live on the radio. It's 91X, the Cutting Edge Rock. Was that the song that in the early reviews there was a lot of the female writers got it, the men writers kind of went right over their heads. I mean, there's a line in there, if I may paraphrase, because I think there's one word I can't use in there. Just because you can make my toes curl doesn't mean you're Jesus.
Yeah.
I think I can say the word that begins with a...
Why not? You come over, don't you?
Yeah, I came over, but coming over and, you know, making your toes curl in that aspect is different.
Well, my mother, it's funny, she got the lyrics and she saw it spelled C-U-M and she corrects it. She says, oh, you know, we're putting this in for copyright. And I just corrected the spelling a bit. And I said, thanks, Mother. So anyway...
Oh, my goodness.
But she's fantastic. She makes great baked chicken, and she reads Edgar Allan Poe, and she was a literature major. But, you know, she's a minister's wife.
And you're a minister's daughter.
I am. Yes.
Is that what brings it all out? Is that what brings some of the emotions out that, you know, I mean, obviously there are certain artists out there that don't have the... They don't have the soul, as one of the guys in the Red Hot Chili Peppers once said. The only problem with Trent Reznor is he just doesn't have any soul in his music. Everything is really, you know, very straightforward, and nothing grooves, nothing swings. And there's a lot of emotion.
I think Trent has a soul.
You think he does?
I don't know Trent personally, but...
You think he has a black soul?
Black
is your soul?
Black, light, you know, we've all got mixtures of stuff. I've got a bit of a, you know, technicolor happening, but...
A technicolor soul?
But, I mean... Trent is a bit angry.
I've heard that apparently the new album is just nothing like the first album. There's no pop music on this at all. There's only one pop song, and everything else is heavier than ministry, is the quote.
Well, the exciting thing is everybody just has different experiences, and you only are what your experiences are. I mean, you and I are going to see a situation differently just because of what we've gone through. So being a minister's daughter, naturally, right. It's oppressive. And a lot of people... you're suppressed anyway, but I just got such a dose of it. It's like if you hold somebody's head long enough underwater, they might be able to see, you know, what kind of fish and be able to even write them down. And I knew everything. Turbo, I knew what was going on down there. So
the turbos?
My piano stool became my...
Became your pulpit.
Yeah, my lover. That was where I expressed... Everything through the music.
You want to do another one for us? What do you feel like pulling off now?